You are listening to the greatest
Nerdcast, suckers!
And those flappy things on the side of your head?
Popping, cracking Nerdcast.
They're tuned into the Nerdcast, baby!
The Nerdcast.
You now tuned into the Nerdcast.
You gotta love it.
You listen to the Nerdcast, son.
Yo, what up? You're listening to the Nerdcast episode 74. Doing it to it in the new year 2012. And the Nerdcast is a show designed to promote underground and local music all throughout San Diego County and all over California. I'm telling you, we're gonna do it to it. We're gonna do it big in the year 2012. And this is a episode sponsored by a dear friend, Abby Corey, Abby Corey Photography. Check her out on Facebook, and I'm going to have a lot of details about her. And there's going to be some great artists on the show that I'll talk to you about after we play this Mob Step song called Exile Mastered. I'm going to let this play out, telling you this song's fire. Dubstep to the max. Superb eargasms right here, I'm telling you. Just wait for it. Wait for the break. Nerdcast episode 74, son, coming up shortly. You know, I actually have a little more time before that big, nice eargasm break happens here in a second. So before that happens, I'm going to lay it to you right here. We're going to be having a phenomenal show, and we're going to have probably about 4 or 5 bands / artists on the show. So stick around for that. Just want to add that in there, drinking up on some Diet Coke and vodka, bringing it to you right here. Steps on fire, son, bringing in episode 74, Nerdcasting it in the new year 2012. And I'm telling you, we got a lot in store for 2012. I'm going to try to go live with it, hopefully by the summer. And other than that, I'm going to keep it consistent with the sponsors. And again, we have Abby Corey Photography on the mix this time. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about her photography and what she's looking for. And we're going to talk a little bit about her rates and all that good stuff. So definitely stick around. And again, if you want to go ahead and get a sneak peek of her photography, go ahead and hit her up on Facebook.com/pages/Abby-Corey, which is KHOURY-photography/a bunch of numbers. But I'm going to go ahead and have the website up on my link, so definitely don't worry about it. You'll be able to go up onto the page. But anyway, we got a good show tonight. We got Mac and Biz, M-Born, The Mash Tees, Motionless, and Oceanside System all on the mix tonight. And unfortunately, I was going to have a song called Foolish featuring Brian Stratman by Natalie Ray, but unfortunately, I couldn't download the song, so I'm going to go ahead and put her on the spot right now as we speak. The song's not up for download, Natalie Ray. I could not download the song and, you know, do my thing with it. So anyway, hopefully we'll have her on the show another time. But if you haven't heard her, just check out a couple past shows. I had a song up there called Toxic Love. That's a great song, so check that song out. But anyway, let's go and get to the show, man. We're gonna go ahead and roll up with Mac and Biz, San Diego's talent duo. Andy and AJ doing their thing, man. They've released their fifth mixtape called The Treehouse, and it's definitely a mixtape to check out, man. It's pretty laid back. And, well, it's laid back, but it's not too laid back. It's something you can kind of dance to. So hit up their website, macandbiz.com. Hit up their YouTube. I think it's youtube.com/user/TheMacAndBiz. And this is a song called Love Grow Tall. This featured Passion Pit, and it's produced by Fly Life Productions. So check it out, Mac and Biz. Song called Love Grow Tall featuring Passion Pit, which is also produced by Fly Life Production, right here on episode 74, son.
It probably sounded cool when you thought we were thinking about it.
Oh, what's cool, friend?
Hey, I'm feeling free, so please don't tread on me. So this is America, land and sea, with the stars are spangled. That's France, got key, motherfucker, you know. I don't care about history when I got a really pretty girl next to me. And I'm living in the moment, but I guarantee that'll make her forget about last week. Hey, is your name Biz? They asked me, and I think that's cold and classy. Heard you were the man, sell cheese fancy, man. These milks are so demand. But now I gotta go, found a girl named Carmen in San Diego. Damn, my life's crazy, it's just like a show. So now I want you to hear the stroke. Cause I got weed to toke, and I don't really wanna hit it on the low. Let's go, let's roll, find a place to zone, and then maybe we could call it home. But now I'm back at the crib, and I'm packing a bowl, and I'm listening to beats while I'm eating cereal. I feel so young, but shit is so real, and it's just the way I'm living, and it's just how I feel. B.I.G. Hey, show.
Just let it look, grow tall. Just let it grow above all. Wow. Life is, it only comes around once, not twice, man. So do the things that you love and remember, have fun. Yeah, do what you want, feel what you feel, and be who you are. Yeah, I'm a shooting star, but I'm going to the moon. I might not be back soon, cause I'm taking my crew. We're gonna chill up there in the atmosphere. Just looking back at Earth, then of course I'm bringing my girl for sure. Yeah, that's how I do it. It's not just music, it's a movement. Yeah, it's all built on love, friendship, fun, and trust. In no particular order, Z to them is equally important. I call them the pillars and the framework for the groundwork that we've laid for. Yeah, now we're setting up shop, gotta stay the course, but that's alright with us, huh? And we can't stop, won't stop, till we have a cool treehouse in the treetops. Yeah, I can't be stopped.
nothing makes me happier than a full set of good music from San Diego, California. I'm telling you, that song is amazing. It's just different. It's got that nice upbeat feel to it that you can kind of dance to, and it got a nice little message to it. Man, I'm loving that, man. Andy and AJ together making a hip-hop duo called Mac and Biz, man, right out of San Diego, California, trying to do their thing, man. I'm trying to spread the love. They just released their fifth mixtape called The Treehouse. And the song you just heard was a song called Love Grows Tall, man. And it's a great song. And just check them out. Check their website out. Everything will be on my page so you can go listen to them and spread the joy, man. Again, that was Mac and Biz doing their thing right here on the Narcast. And moving on along, before we move on, I just want to go ahead and just say happy belated New Year's. And I hope everybody out there, you know, got their resolutions ready and all that good stuff. And they have their goals that they want to achieve throughout the year. And I have one or two. I just, you know, they're early. They're easy to do, I think. I definitely want to, one of my goals is to successfully complete a half marathon, which I'm actually currently training for. So that's going to be very exciting. That's actually going to be in March. So if you're down in San Diego around March 11th, which should be a Sunday, around 8 a.m. at Petco Park, I will be participating in the San Diego's half marathon at Petco Park. And I would love for some of my viewers, listeners, fans, or friends, family to come and support me as I run across the, once I cross the finish line. And my goal, I have a personal goal. I believe they have 3.5 hours for you to complete the half marathon, but I want to complete the half marathon within 2.5 hours. So I just ran my first 8-mile run under an hour and a half. So if I can keep it consistent and actually do 8 miles in under an hour and a half, I should be definitely fine to complete half marathon under 2 hours and 30 minutes, because it's basically 13.1 miles. So if I'm doing an hour and 15 minutes, just doing 8 miles, you know, I'm pretty sure I can easily get the 13 miles under 2.5 hours. That's even if I just do 10-minute miles. So I'm very excited about that. And I have another resolution. I just want to stay healthy, you know, just eat throughout the day, like 6 meals. I want to continue with my cardio and my strength training throughout the year. I've already lost 57 pounds. That's really impressive for me. I've never been this small before, and I feel great. I've been in the best shape. And I just want to give thanks to loseit.com and myfitnesspal.com for all the encouragement that I've received through both those websites, and just being able to put in all my food calories and my exercise calories, and being able to you know, eat back my calories that I burn in the gym or whatever. It started back in July of 2011 when I wanted to compete with some fellow colleagues, Liz Barton and Jasmine DeVino. They both wanted to compete and see who can lose 10 pounds first. And apparently I won both of those competitions. So that's what really kicked it off. I started noticing the weight falling off, and it's just a good feeling. So I just started, you know, losing weight. So I started out at 222 pounds, and then I, you know, worked my way down to 165. My weigh-ins are on Tuesday, so tonight it's Monday, January 30th. So tomorrow, Tuesday, January 31st, will be my weigh-in. And my ultimate goal is to be at 160. But with my weight training, I'm kind of gaining a little bit of weight. But that could also be because I'm, you know, eating a lot and maybe even retaining water a little bit. But who knows? So those are basically my two resolutions as far as just things that I want to personally accomplish. But as far as the Narcast goes, I want to keep the sponsorship consistent. And I definitely want to give thanks again to Abby Corey for letting me promote her photography. And again, I'm going to have pictures and stuff up on my website, and I'm going to be promoting her throughout my show. And it's just something that I like to do. I want to give back to San Diego as just a thank you for letting me, you know, promote, you know, underground music or local music or whatever it may be. But then at the same time, I want to kind of be helping other people out as well that's not a musician. You know, for example, Abby Corey, who's a young, talented San Diego photographer who's trying to, you know, get her portfolio up, you know, doing fashion photography and stuff like that. So while I'm doing this, hopefully, you know, some models or, you know, bands or artists might be interested in, you know, letting her take photos of her, that so she can build up her photography and perhaps become a professional fashion photographer. So, you know, it's all in good. It's all, you know, it's free publicity for her. It's free, you know, this practice for me, you know, if you're trying to get my show in the spotlight that I want it to go to. And it's all in positive, you know, form or whatever. So in a way, enough about me. I think I covered everything since the last episode, the Christmas episode, which was sponsored by Lucy Twos. And that was really amazing episode. And I want to thank all the artists, and I want to thank Lucy Twos for definitely being a sponsor for that. And I'm hoping that, you know, people, yeah, go check her out. Check her Facebook out, Lucy Twos on Facebook. You know, she's doing her thing over there in North Carolina. And her business is booming. And, you know, that's what it's all about. And with the artists, you know, like I've got a couple of my friends checking out these artists that I have on the show, and they're like, oh, wow, this is, you know, that band's cool, or that artist is cool. I never heard of them. So that's what it's about. You know, it's just about having fun, you know, doing my thing over here on the podcast, getting some practice and all that good stuff. And I do also want to thank everybody who gave me compliments or comments on the radio air checks that I did, that I sent to Kixi. Unfortunately, I haven't heard back from them on their little on-air personality. They had a part-time position open. It's actually still open, but, you know, I've already bugged them twice, so apparently I didn't get it. But, you know, there's no hard feelings, you know. Like, San Diego is a huge, huge city, and there's plenty of talent out there. And, you know, I'm just an amateur with really no experience in radio whatsoever. So I'm just going to continue to do what I like to do for fun. And this is an uncensored show, and I can cuss and say all kinds of stuff. I can drink my Smirnoff vodka with my Diet Cokes and, you know, not get fired. So, you know, I don't have to really watch what I say, because, I mean, I could talk shit about whoever and get away with it, because more than likely they're not listening or, you know, whatever. So in a way, I'm just rambling on. And this is actually the first show that I've done in so long where I didn't really produce. Like, I mean, usually I'll produce and have all my notes together and all that, but I was just so excited to get another show out, because it's been so long, and it's, you know, a new year, and we're like the 30th day into the year. I figured, you know, I need to get on it. So I've been really busy at work, and, you know, I've been trying to get, you know, I'll come home and I'll do my thing in the gym, and so I don't have time to really come in and like write about the artist. But I'm just gonna wing it, and I'm just gonna do it as I go. And I'm already like 20 minutes into the show just rambling on. But if you're an artist, please feel free to send me an email, thenarcast@gmail.com, just to submit some music. I'm always good about, you know, playing music and putting people on the show. I mean, I like, I'm telling you, the artist, this is your show. You guys are the spotlight. All I'm doing is just, you know, presenting the music and the talent to the public. So, you know, this is your show. And Abby Corey, this is your show as well. So all I'm doing is just promoting you guys and just letting you guys shine. You know, I'm letting your photography shine on my website. And this is how we do it, man. This is how the Narcast, this is what I want the Narcast to be about. You know, I won't turn anybody down. So, I mean, it could be good music, it could be horrible music, but I'm still going to voice my opinion about it. If it's horrible and I don't like it, I mean, so be it. But, you know, I'm going to play it, because you have every right to be on my show. So, in a way, that being said, we're going to go ahead and jump to the next track, man. We got a song by my boy M. Born called Used to Be right here on the Narcast episode 74, son. And when we get back, we'll have a little bit more details about him and our sponsor, Abby Corey Photography. Yeah.
Soul food, let's go. LTC. Yo,
fire, but so cool. Wisdom for your mind, representing soul food. Humble, but I'm boastful. Singing with the vocals, gifted with the rhymes. Sometimes I feel like I don't really know you, but I can't break loose. She's anywhere I go to. She's always on my mind, so she's everywhere I roll through. Food for my soul, she's my chicken with some tofu. I hope you get this message that I wrote you, cause ever since we ended it, see, no one has come close to. And this is for the past, a toast for what used to be, for what we have when it was just you and me. So cold together, we were so close together, we were cooler than the breeze. Yeah, now she's gone away, and I never thought I'd see the day. Hey, so close together, we were so cold together, we were cooler than the breeze. Yeah, now she's gone away. Yeah. So we're moving on. Last forever, guess we could get back together. Doesn't really hurt to try, but it never works the second time. Sequels never equal, people change, we can never be the same. I realize this guy's a wonder. If I ever get the chance to fly, spread my wings, live my dreams before I die. I pray to God to save my soul, save me from this pain I hold inside. See, I know I'm in your heart, but there's still a hole in mine. And I know with time it heals, and I know one day I will let someone in, a lover, friend, maybe even love again. But in the meantime, in between rhymes, beats, and life, I'm hoping to inspire you so you can see the light shining. So close together, we were so cold together, we were cooler than the breeze. Now she's gone away, see, I never thought I'd see a day. So close together, we were so cold together, we were cooler than the breeze. Now you're gone away. And don't you say no if I ask you if you love me, cause I know you do, you must be lying. Girl, I know you trust me. If I ask you if I love you, cause you know that I adore you to the point where I ignore you, cause I'm scared I'll scare you off if I really bear it all. Would you love me even more, would you even care at all? And don't you say no if I ask you if you care, and cause I know that you'd be there. Since common used to love her, now we've become a pair, and this crush turned to lust into a love affair. And don't you ever say no, no, don't ever say no. You say that you don't love me and you're lying if you say so. So close together, we were so cold together, we was cooler than the breeze. Now she's gone away and together, we were so cold together, we were cooler than the breeze. Now she's gone away, see, I never thought I'd see a day, never thought I'd see the day.
That's right, that's my boy M-Born, and that's a song called Used to Be, and his crew's called Soul Food, which consists of Footwords, and he's also the producer and the engineer, and together they both make the production team and hip-hop group, and they are based out of Roseville, California, and he's currently living in San Diego, M-Born that is, currently living in San Diego doing his thing, and he actually played in a couple songs with the new lead detectives, which are no strangers to the Narcast, and he was an MC in a couple of their songs. And actually, M-Born's currently working on his solo debut album with Soul Food, and it's a documentary for his travels that he's doing right in the Philippines as we speak, and he's doing a few beats as well for this 2012. So I'm gonna be getting in touch with him, because I'm gonna definitely want to get some new stuff. And so we're gonna move on to it. Again, you're listening to the Narcast episode 74, sponsored by a local photographer, Abby Corey, and she's doing her thing with Abby Corey Photography. And a little bit about her. She's basically a San Diego native doing her thing with some photography. She wants to do fashion photography, so check her Facebook page out. And currently, she's using a Canon Rebel Ti-2, if I'm saying that right. and she's been doing her thing since November of 2010. And she's just wanting to expand her portfolio with some fashion models. And again, she's looking for some aspiring models to add to her portfolio. And she's pretty cheap with her rates. She's charging $60, which includes two edit pictures with the CDs. And she's definitely flexible with her clients. And she's pretty much seeking anything from family portraits to self-portraits to models to artists and bands. And again, she's willing to work with your salary, with your budget. So if you're a band or if you're a model that wanted to get a couple pictures in, I mean, her rates are pretty good. And, you know, I might even, you know, go get some photography done for the NARACast. You know, that's a good rate, $60 for two pictures, two edited pictures. And with the CD. So again, this is a local photographer right here based out of San Diego. So show some love. Go to her Facebook page, like it. She also has a Twitter page. It goes by AK47 Photography. So that'll be up on the page. So definitely check that out. And her main page is going to be her Facebook, but she's actually in the process of getting AbbyCorey.com up in the works. So for until then, just hit up her Facebook. Just search her name. Just search Abby Corey. Again, that's K-H-O-U-R-Y Photography, and then it should come up with the page. So we're going to go ahead and jump to the next track, and this next track is going to be from a three-piece garage rock band called the Mash Tees, and we're going to play a new one off the newest album that they came out with called A Canopy of Sundays, and the song that we're going to play is called Brandish. And I'm telling you, they put on a great performance. If you haven't seen them yet, you gotta see these cats live. I mean, they're a three-piece punk band, and Erica's on the bass. She does a great job with the backup vocals, and Itai is rocking it on the guitar and the vocals. I'm telling you, this band is on fire, and I want you guys to check this song out called Brandish. It's off their newest album that came out on December 9th at their vinyl release party right in Whistle Stop. So if you missed out, I'm telling you, you missed out, seriously. So check this song out right here on episode 74, sponsored by Abby Corey Photography, a song called Brandish.
Yeah. girl we saw fall apart and brandish the world in a pocket of Mars cigarettes.
I'm telling you, the Mash Tees, they're on fire, son. And I'm telling you, I'm loving that song. That's a song called Brandish off their latest album called A Canopy of Sundays. And check them out. They have a website, themashtees.com. You can also search them on Facebook, and they also have a Twitter. So they're doing it to it on all the social networks. And before I move on to the next show, next band, I want to say something to the viewers. Let me know what you guys want to hear on the show. That's what I want to hear from you. I want you guys to shoot me over an email or Facebook me, Twitter, send me a Twitter, and let me know what you guys want to hear on the show. Or if there's a sponsor you guys would like to actually sponsor the show. I'm definitely open for some ideas and everything. And I had a good conversation with a few colleagues and some friends of mine. We were sitting down, we're talking about actually having a NARCAST Babe of the Month. And I think that might actually work. That might actually get some listeners in and can actually help out with some photographer sponsors and stuff like that. We were thinking of maybe having it where we would do like a Babe of the Month. We'll try it with a month versus a week. So that might be a little overwhelming at first. But we were thinking of having, we'll definitely, for the first competition, we'll do it geared towards women. We'll do a Babe of the Month. We'll have it where people will send in their photos, and I don't know how well this is going to work out. I could probably definitely be put in the dollhouse for this one, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, we want to have a Babe of the Month where everybody submit their photos, and I will have three people on my panel that will vote for the top six, and then I will put them on the Facebook page, Twitter page, and YouTube, whatever social networks I have. We'll put the six finalists on the, you know, on those social networks, and we'll have the viewers vote for their NARCAST Babe of the Month. So the idea of doing that is whoever wins first place will have an interview on the show, of course. And we would have a photographer sponsor where I was hoping Abby Corey, but we haven't, you know, discussed any of those terms yet. But we will have it where we'll work out some sort of deal where the winner of the Babe of the Month will get perhaps a free photo shoot or like maybe a discount or something like that. We'll see. I don't know. It's just in the making, but I just thought I'd throw that out there. While I ask you guys for some help, like if there's anything that you've noticed throughout the show that could change or anything, because again, this is just something I do for fun, and it's nice to get, you know, some critiques or some comments. You know, I don't get that much that often, so it'd be kind of cool to hear the opinion of the viewers or listeners, I guess. And if you have any idea, if you even have like a cool idea for a show, like if you want to like do something like where it's top 10 best whatever or best metal breakdowns, well, I can sit and have a conversation about the top best 10 best breakdowns of 2011 or something like that. And speaking of 2011, since this is the first show of 2012, maybe I should talk about the best albums, movies, etc. of the year. I would have to do some research on that, so it might not be good for me to come off, you know, try to think of something to say and, you know, right now, because it'll be a disaster. But I will say that my top three music albums of the year will definitely have to be, it's going to be hard. Again, this is coming off the dome. I'm going to go ahead and say Staley's Lincoln Heights album. I'm going to go ahead and throw in that Mac Miller joint. I mean, it came out so late, but I mean, for an independent album, it's pretty spotless. So Mac Miller, that Staley, I don't know, maybe that Jay-Z and Kanye. I have to give it another listen before I put it on my top three. But I don't know, not a lot really came out that was as far as artists that people might know came out. You know, I don't think there's that many artists that came out with any solid albums. I mean, The Roots came out with an album last year, and I wasn't too impressed with it. And then Wiz came out with an album I wasn't too impressed with. And like I said, that Jay-Z and Kanye was, I don't know, it's you know, I can go both ways with it. And the August Burns Red album was okay. I mean, the breakdowns weren't as like exciting as I thought it would be. I think Nero came out with an album, and I mean, that was okay. It was kind of soft. Did Daft Punk come out with an album? Daft Punk came out with some soundtrack shit that wasn't that great. Was that 2011? I don't know. Correct me, guys, if that Daft Punk didn't come out 2011, but I wasn't impressed with it. As far as movies, damn, I don't even know if I even went to the movies in 2011. And if I did, it was like that one movie where they switched roles or whatever. That was, I mean, I could have waited till that came out to damn DVD, Redbox style. But, you know, I went and saw it with the lady. You know, you got to do those things sometimes. You know, you got to take the lady to the movies and all that good stuff. I don't know, that Planet of the Apes or whatever that was, that looked good, but I didn't go see that, so I can't really tell you if that was going to be on my top three or not. That's when I need Dwayne Hughes. I'll tell you what, maybe I have Dwayne Hughes on the next show to talk about the top three movies of 2011. I think I can get away with bringing in the second episode of the year with 2011 movie reviews, and then I'll do my homework and I'll actually give you guys my top three greatest moments of 2011 and my top three music albums of 2011. So I'll give you those three. I mean, I'm sorry, those two things, and then I'll get Dwayne to do the movie joints. So yeah, that's what I would do. So in a way, let's get to another track. I know I'm rambling on, and it's, you know, I don't know. I don't know if you guys want to hear me ramble or if you guys want to hear some music. I mean, I was a little short this year. I mean, this episode, I only got like 1, 2, 3, 4, like 4 songs. And I wasn't able to download a song by Oceanside Sound System. So I'm going to have them on the next show, including Natalie Ray, hopefully. And because I did send Oceanside Sound System an email or a Twitter message seeing if I can play one of their songs before I actually purchased it. And with funds being a little crazy on the 30th, I ain't going to be able to purchase it until tomorrow. So that being said, I'll just play it on the next episode. But I was able to find another song that I'm going to end the show with. I'll tell you a little bit about that a little later. But let's go ahead and move on to the next track, which is a track by a three-piece punk band right here out of San Diego called Motionless, and this is a song called Melody. And actually, I'm very excited for you guys to hear this. I love this song. I love the little breakdown in the chorus, and it's pretty tight. So I'm gonna let you guys be the verdict. This is a song off their Frustration Alibi album, and the song's called Melody, right here on the Narcast episode 74, son.
Tell me you're all alone and the sound of your breathing from your
are on fire, son. Jared, Derek, and Drew making The Motionless. And again, they're a punk rock band off Zen Whisper Recordings, right here, straight out of San Diego, California, man. They're a great band. I hope you liked it. And like I said, I love that song. Yeah, I've been playing it. It's on my iPod, and I mean, it's just a track that I can't get enough of. Well, you're listening to the Narcast episode 74, and again, this is a show promoted and sponsored by Abby Corey Photography. And if you are a fashion model, or if you're looking for family portraits, or even self portraits, or if you're in a band and you just want some cover art done, check her out. Her rates are very reasonable, and she's always down to be flexible with her client's budget. And again, starting out at $60 for two edited pictures with the CDs. And tell her you heard her right here on the Narcast. Again, she's a great photographer, and I'm glad that she's my first photographer sponsor. And again, I hope nothing but the best for her, and I'm hoping to do some more episodes with her just to hopefully get this Babe of the Month kicked off in the near future. But definitely check her out her work. Again, she's a great, inspired photographer, hoping to better her portfolio so she can do some professional photography. And again, she's using the Rebel TI-2, and she's taken, I mean, her pictures are phenomenal for what they're worth, and the rates are very good and reasonable. Again, they're $60, and she'll work around your schedule, your budget, and whatever it may be. And she's been around a good while, just to, you know, and she's pretty experienced. And if you take a look at her photos, they're really good. And I'm very inspired by her photography, because I always wanted to take pictures of fashion photography pictures, but I've always been the landscape kind of guy. I was never able to really take good photography when it came to like fashion models and stuff like that. So you know, you can look up to her like a mentor. She's, you know, she's very talented, and give her a shot, give her a chance, check out her her portfolio, and you know, send her over an email, tell her you heard her right here on the Narcast, and you know, set yourself up a schedule with her so that you guys can, you know, do a photo shoot. So, you know, I just wanted to be sure I end the show on a good note from, you know, about the sponsors. So, you know, again, this is one of those shows where, you know, I get excited before, you know, producing the show. And but I just definitely want to cover my grounds when it comes to the sponsorship. You know, I want to make sure I'm, you know, saying everything right, and, you know, making sure I'm, you know, promoting them with as much as I can. So I just want to make sure that everybody knows to check her out and all that good stuff. But just rambling on now. But we're pretty much down to the last song. And before I get to the last song, I just want to say thanks for sticking with the show. It's about 47 minutes in, and I'm really excited to actually have Inborn and Mac and Biz on the show, and Motionless, and hopefully I can get Oceanside Sound System and Natalie Ray on the next one. But this has been a great show, and despite the fact that I'm two Diet Cokes and vodka in, I'm still doing pretty good, you know, keeping my cool. But it's going to be a good year. 2012 is going to be the year of the Narcast, the year of the Jannar. You know, I'm running a half marathon. I'm going to be losing some weight. I'm going to be bulking up, you know, eating that protein, trying to gain a little bit of muscle. So I'm almost there, you know. And you want to know what's very inspiring is just, you know, just people coming to me, you know, asking me for advice when it comes to health or whatever. If you ever want to work out or, you know, run or whatever, if you want to ask me a question about fitness, please feel free to shoot me over an email at thenarcast@gmail.com, and I'll tell you what I did. You know, it was simple. Well, it wasn't simple. Nothing's easy when it comes to, you know, dropping 57 pounds wasn't easy for sure. You know, it took some dedication, some discipline for sure. You know, I had to eat. I think what it boils down to is what you eat. You know, I tried to eat, you know, throughout the day. I actually ate more, believe it or not. I ate, you know, I had a breakfast, had a snack, had a lunch, then I had another snack, then I'll have, you know, then I'll go work out, then I have a dinner, and then I have another snack, and then, you know, that's pretty much what I would do. But I also drink a lot of water, and, you know, I'll treat myself to a slice of pizza or, you know, or a burger or something from time to time. But it's, you know, you gotta do everything in moderation. That's what it boils down to when it comes to, you know, and you can't treat You gotta treat it as a lifestyle. Like, I've been, you know, I tell people that all the time. Like, it's not a diet. You know, I'm not on these crash diets. I'm not doing a liquid diet thing anymore. I'm not gonna, you know, diet for 6 months and then go back to, you know, eating, you know, 3 meals a day, but eating 3 big meals a day. You know, it's just a diet. You know, I'm gonna try to make this a habit. You know, I'm gonna go get cardio in, and I'm gonna go lift weights, you know, because it's a great feeling that I get. You know, it's my drug, so, you know, that's what I want to do. But I'm gonna end this show on that note, and hopefully next show I might even try to get Dwayne Hughes in to talk a little bit about the movie reviews top 3 2011, and I'll be more prepared. I'm gonna try to have some more music on the show. And big ups to the artists that I had on the show. I'm glad that I got their approval other than Motionless. I did send them an email, but I don't know if I heard back from them. But I will let them know if they do not want their music on the show. I can easily edit this to where it's not being played on my show. Because with the new laws and everything, you know, I don't want to go to jail for like 10 years for playing, you know, someone's song that they didn't want on there. But it's like I said, it's all about just promoting, you know. This is just another outlet for the artist to be heard. You know, I'm not stealing any music, I'm not selling this. This is their show. So I'm just the guy trying to sound cool on the microphone. But anyway, big ups to all my friends from Lose It and My Fitness Pal. Definitely keep striving to reach your healthy goals. Big ups to Natalie. She graduated from law school. I want to say good luck to the bar exam. She's taking a bar exam in February, so good luck to that. Also, I want to dedicate this to Ryan and Chris Vanderhorst. They came down to San Diego thinking that they can beat me and my boy Freddie Mac in a game of 2-on-2 basketball, but we sent them boys home crying. So I just wanted to give Freddie a shout out for being a great basketball player, because I don't lose when it comes to basketball. But they put on a good show. They put on a good game. I give Chris Vanderhorst and Ryan Sheffield some big ups for trying to come down to San Diego and bring the pain. But we sent them boys home crying and hurting. So big ups to that. That was a fun game. And other than that, Super Bowl is next Sunday. I don't know who I'm going to pull for. I might just stick to the NFC. So go Giants. You know, they took the Packers out, but, you know, I can't hate on the NFC. I got to stay true to my side. So, you know, I got to go in the NFC. Other than that, there's going to be, there might be a little bit of changes throughout the year that I don't want to discuss at the moment, but as things happen, I will gladly share them as they happen. Other than that, I think everything else is groovy, and I'm gonna go ahead and end that on that note. And we're gonna go ahead and play a song. We'll go ahead and end the song. Reggae San Diego band. And this is a song by Ishmael and the Peacemakers. It's reggae, and it's a great song to end the night with. And it's a song called Every Little Voice, and it's a song that came out in 2009. And so check it out right here on the Narcast episode 74, sponsored by Abby Corey Photography. I really appreciate you guys listening in, and stick around to episode 75, and I promise you it'll be even better. I'm telling you, this is going to be the year of the Narcast. Peace!
About change, the voice of the people make the rulers rearrange. Mind extension and a higher education, better nutrition all readily available. Figure out the problems, find the solutions, hear new reasons, new ideas and visions. It's not always easy to see behind the face that you may fancy, or even hear what they say, cause we hear what we want to hear. Make a difference. I like to be a peacemaker. Everyone have a choice and a preference. I'd rather be a giver than a taker. Every little voice make a difference. behind the mask can be a lifelong task. To read between the lines can take a long time. So seeking you should find, and if you have to ask, don't be afraid and get left behind. It's not always easy to see behind the face that you may fancy, or even hear what they say, 'cause we hear what we want to hear. Every little voice makes a difference. I like to be a peacemaker. Everyone have a choice and a preference. I'd rather be a giver than a taker. Every little voice makes a difference. I like to be a peacemaker. Every little light can be brilliant. I'm on for real, me no faker. What happened to the weather? Day get long and the night get shorter. Then the night get shorter and the day get longer. Summer get hotter and the winter get cooler. Then the winter get longer and the summer get shorter. Everybody notice what happened to the weather. Drastic changes as we get older. Year by year we see more disaster. Walk on the street, say you have to move fast. Springtime come like a quick sweep. Much winter and not enough spring. Then come fall, if not long enough at all. Lord have mercy on you, we have a call. Everybody notice what happened to the weather. Natural disaster striking every corner. Earthquake and fire set them treading some area. Hole get bigger in the ozone layer. Jump in the north, tornado in the south. Everywhere you turn, disturbance all about. War in the east while the leaders talk peace. Famine in the Africa just to see the least. It's not always easy to see behind the face that you may fancy, or even hear what they say, 'cause we hear what we want to hear, yeah. Every little voice make a difference. I like to be a peacemaker. Everyone have a choice and a preference. I'd rather be a giver than a taker. Every little voice make a difference. I like to be a peacemaker. Every little light can be brilliant. I'm on for real, me no faker.
What up, bitches? Thanks for checking out the Nardcast. Suckers!
Que sabe tirar, me cuida mi espalda y no va a fallar. Traigo una super mía y un chaleco antibalas, la protección personal. Traigo plebada entrenada con cuernos, cierres y ansias de matar. Estrategia en guerra para ejecutar. Y en blindadas, lanzagranadas y arsenal de tiros no deben faltar. Para tumbar cabrones, ratas, enemigos, que contra el equipo quieran intentar. Levantó en serie para limpiar terreno. Después de un jale, un desmadre más. Pitear con bucanas, correr.
y la lavada al sueño oriental. Después de tres días sigo circulando de loco y ondeado.